Welcome back, you guys. It's Andrea with From Mrs. to Ms. And we have our special guest co-host in the house with us again today. The wonderful, the beautiful, talented Michelle is here. Thank you for joining me. So that little voice, she's a little...
A little cracked voice. Crackle. Hello.
You were me last week. I had no voice at one point. I was like... But... I think I even did a little clip on the internet about like how sexy it was. I wanted to bottle up that raspiness because I was like, that's hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I sound hot right now, but I think men might find it interesting. And I am running a bit of a temp. So I actually feel hot.
That all works. It blends together. It all appears to be hot. You look beautiful.
So a lot of makeup. Like that. A lot of makeup. Dim lighting.
Oh, dim lighting. I know. It's this weather, don't you think? It's like chilly. It's definitely chilly where you are in Canada.
Okay, hold on. It's below freezing where I am. Oh, I love where she's God. Like, it's chilly. It's like 20 degrees. Oh, poor you.
Oh my God. It is so crazy because I often forget that I was born in Canada. So I do know what it's like. And I remember walking home from school in those blizzards where it's just pelting you. I commend you for being there.
I just realized amazing. I said 20 degrees. I mean, more like 60. 60. Where you guys
are. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love it here. It's really nice in the day, but at evening it gets a little chilly.
I think right now we're at about 30. So yeah.
So I should come hang out over here. Shove it up my ass.
Yes. Take your 60 and shove it. I'll take it.
Amazing. Well, you know what I want to do when I'm in cold, chilly weather?
Cuddle.
Cuddle with a boy.
Naked cuddling or just cuddling?
I like naked spooning.
Yes.
When I can feel them behind me. I am definitely the small spoon.
Not small spoons. I'm 6 feet. What, you're five nine and a half or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like to be the little spoon, but sometimes we end up being the big spoon.
Which is just not as fun when you're trying to wrap your arms around them and get in there. But I don't know. I think this is the season for when people start coming around again and they do that whole, what's it called? Rutting season. My friend always brings that up to me. It's when the deers come back and they want to mate. And so I think that's when the boys start coming back around for the holidays.
All those hunters out there. Those listeners that are hunters. Yeah, I actually had go on an app. About 2 weeks ago, I thought, you know, let's dip my toe back in, see how it feels. And my comment or my little, whatever you want to say, catchphrase was, it's getting chilly out there. It's time to cuddle. That's all I put.
You didn't have anything else in there, but it was just one little.
No. Men don't want you to list a resume or how laid back you are, easygoing you are. Bullshit. Women are not easygoing. Let's just be clear.
That's true.
When a man lists, he's easygoing.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm sorry. I normally think lazy. So don't That's think you saying true. You're easygoing is going to get an easygoing man. Yeah,
they're hearing. No- and when we're saying easygoing, all they're hearing is easy.
Easy.
She's easy.
Nope, naked cuddling. She's easy. First date.
Oh my gosh. Is that too soon? Okay, that's my question. I'm diving into this right now because I need to know, and our listeners need to know, when is it too soon for sex?
Well, again, personal preference. Like for me, when did we go from, you know, someone courting you for a month or 2 months, depending how often you saw them, which could be like once a week, twice a week, to once every 2 weeks, depending on if you're in the same city or if you're close or your schedules match or you have children or you don't, to you go on one date and they're expecting you to get naked. It used to go from a month or two to like 3 or 4 dates. And I swear the guys are like, oh, is it my third date? Am I getting her naked? Now it's like, oh, if I buy her dinner, the clothes pop off. I'm like, excuse me, what happened to good old school courting? I still love courting.
I love it too. I don't know that it really exists anymore.
Yes, but let's bring up the big problem that you and I discussed.
Go for it.
Us women like to blame the men. Well, the men that are trying to get us naked, who's in charge of saying, okay,
the women.
Us women.
Yes.
So I hate to tell you, but we're teaching them. We're teaching them what's okay. So if you don't want to have sex for 5 dates, 5 months, 2 months, 1 week, 24 hours, whatever your parameters are, whatever your, you know, I would say like your own personal, I don't want to say rules,
Yeah.
You know, just kind of guidelines you like to date by. Your boundaries. Boundaries is a much better word. Thank you. My brain is not working. I would say, you know, again, you have to either be open with that person, like go on a date and say, hey, listen, if they're a little pushy or they're trying to take your clothes off or get a little aggressive, I think it's up to you to say, hey, listen, I like to take things slow.
Mm-hmm. And I think the struggle for that is that I've kind of heard just from past podcasts I've done or people that I've reached out and kind of said that sometimes they are afraid of saying that for the fear that they are going to leave. But what we need to remember and understand is if they leave, they were not there for you for the right reasons in the first place.
If they leave after one date, two dates, three dates, they were never hanging around. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, as we all know, if you're looking for a relationship, if a man can't make it three dates without seeing you naked, he's not a keeper. Or I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like you, if you are worried of showing your true self, like let's say you like to wear sweatpants all the time, and for this particular person, you're making yourself up every time you see them. Well, the truth is going to come out eventually that you like to live in sweatpants and not wear makeup.
Right.
Be your true self.
That reminds me of that show. I think it was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you seen that?
I never watched it. I tried it for about an hour and I was like, I don't know if it's me.
It wasn't you. But there was one part where it was so funny because she would go into bed and she would be there with all her makeup on and everything completely done up, her hair, and she would lay there and then he would fall asleep and she'd get off and she'd go take everything off and then she would crack the window open enough so she could see when the sun came up and then she would wait for it to come up and then she'd pop up and she'd go redo all her stuff and get back.
And like bridesmaids, Christian Wig. Lying there in John Hamm's arms, and she sneaks into the bathroom and does her full face makeup and be like, oh, it must look awful. I just woke up this way. Don't be that way.
Yeah. And she still didn't get the man. So what does it matter?
Whether a guy, well, one, a man should never pressure you for sex. And if he does, sayonara, fucker.
Yes.
Just to be honest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when is it too soon? Again, your own boundaries, your own guidelines, but also you get to choose that. Just because your friends like to give it up or give a blowjob on the first or second date doesn't mean you do. And I'm sorry, now, what is up with that? Women are like, oh, I feel so empowered when I go down. And how are you empowered? You're on your fucking knees. You want to be empowered? Get them to go down on you and then get off and then leave and see his face.
Whoa. Are you hearing this, you guys? This is
why
powerful
is it all about
stuff
when
right
the
here.
Man comes? When the man comes, when sex the man is over. Comes. Why so isn't sex true. Over when we finish? Why do we have to hang out with them for another 20 minutes as they jackrabbit us? I don't understand. So when is sex too soon? Whenever you feel it's too soon.
Whenever
but again,
too
whatever
soon.
Is works for you, works for you. Like I said, I have a friend that will go down on a guy the first date, but he barely has to open the car door and she's pretty much down on his lap.
No.
And then I have friends that won't have sex for a month. And then I have friends that sleep with someone within two dates.
Yeah.
All I know is that you have to do what's right for you because you are still giving yourself to that person. Mm-hmm. And most people out there aren't good about longevity in relationships anymore. It's very quick. And what I want to say, like, it's almost like that instant gratification.
Of
Everything's
course.
Instant.
Yeah.
And nothing's then we're about putting work in anymore.
Right. And we have to remember that women get those, what is it? Oxytocins. I got that right.
Yeah.
Oxytocin.
We release the hormones.
Yeah. Oxytocin. We release the hormones after having sex. And so now we've got those feelings and we get to be left to deal with that while they just go along their merry way because they have not had an opportunity to fall in love with you yet. So you got to let them fall in love first before you do that. Now it doesn't apply to everybody. I mean, there are such things as one night stands and that is okay. But we've also talked about, Michelle, about like blowjobs being the same as sex. Like in your eyes, you're like, it's all sex.
Yeah. Don't be that everything but girl. Don't think that if you let him go down on you, you've gone down on him. You guys have gotten naked, fingers everywhere, hands everywhere. That's sex to them. Okay. Yeah. So if you think, oh, I've been so good. I haven't let them penetrate me. That is not what they're thinking. So Andrea, do you want to talk about your scenario?
Yeah. I have so many scenarios all the time because I'm the girl that's like terrified of that. And I feel like I always need to address it quickly because I don't want to get into these sexual situations very quick. And I think a lot of it is because, well, number one, I just don't want to. And number two, I do have that fear that they're going to go, well, that was really great, but now I got that and I've got everything I want. I'm out, you know? So I don't like that feeling at all. So I do try to address it a little bit early, But now I've also encountered a situation where that seems to be all we're talking about is sex. And then it comes up all the time, no pun intended. And so I'm just like, okay, so why do I have to have every conversation go down this rabbit hole of sex? And that must be the way of that person getting off, because they're not getting the actual act of it. So they're thinking, ooh, but we can talk about it and I can still get all excited. And that gets me all into her. But then for me, I'm like, God, it just feels oogie and icky. Like, I just don't want to talk about sex all the time.
But we brushed on this before about not giving up too much on the first phone call, mm-hmm. right? Or even the first date. And yeah. I don't want everybody to sit there and go, oh, you know, Michelle said, or Andrea said, I shouldn't give up this much information. Listen, if you're feeling comfortable and this is what you want to do, you go for it, whether it's a conversation, whether it's sex, whether it's whatever. We're just saying that if a man talks about sex early, mm-hmm. it's a red flag. If you yes. two haven't kissed yet, if you two haven't gotten a little feely grabby, whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. a little touchy touchy, it's very strange when a man's like, hey, are you into being submissive? Do you like to be tied down? Whatever. I'm sorry. When a guy starts talking about that, or how good he is in bed, or how big he is or small, I already know there's going to be a problem in the bedroom. So how
they're compensating for something, right?
Yes. Or so, you know, can you redirect them? How comfortable are you? I always try to steer the conversation away mm-hmm. from the sex chatter. Mm-hmm. But if they keep bringing it back, I actually go head to head with them. And I know we talked about this. I said, hey, listen, I have to bring this up. Like, just so you know, I'm a super sexual person and I'm into lots of things, but until I get to know you or trust you, I'd rather not talk about it. Plus, we haven't kissed yet, or we haven't taken our clothes off yet. So why are we talking about that?
And I think that's such an appropriate thing to say. What you just said there is perfect, because you're letting them know your boundaries up front. And you're letting them know, listen, I'm not saying I will never do this with you. And that I've also told you kind of is the fear that they then assume you're a prude and that you don't want to do certain things because you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to do it right away. I just don't have any idea when it became so bad like this. Like, I feel the dating sites really created kind of this stigma with sex that everyone thinks you have to have it right off the bat. And most guys on the dating sites, unfortunately, are on there just for that. So right off the bat, you are climbing an uphill battle for sure, because you're dealing with that right off the bat. So once you get past that and you find those guys, you know, the little needle in the haystack that wants more than that, then that is already in your mind. And for me, I'm speaking personally, that's my fear then, that they're already like, oh, well, I'm going to take her out to dinner and I automatically get sex after that. And what does that mean? You bought me dinner. Is this like a transaction? It's a business transaction is what it feels like when that happens.
Right. And so let's bring up a really important part about dating. Set yourself up to be in a safe space. If you're not ready to get intimate with this person, man, woman, whomever, don't go to their home on a first, second, or third date. Don't allow them to come into your home on a first, second, or third date, or fourth or fifth, whatever you're comfortable with. I think a lot of us love to be picked up. We love the whole old school chivalrous man that wants to pick us up. That's fine. They can pick you up. You meet them at your door, outside your door, lock the door. I know this sounds crazy, but we also need to get into safety. But for now, let's keep it fun and like, let's get into the dating part of it. I just feel like the moment you accept an invitation to go be at someone's house, mm-hmm. instantly,
yes,
I know the man thinks, I'm going to get them naked. I'm going to get her naked.
Yep.
And it's so hard because we shouldn't have to have this discussion so early. Like, hey, just so you know, I like to take things slow. You would think that men would just know that we're ladies. And we like to be treated like ladies. That's why when I watch something like Bridgerton, I get super excited, because I'm like, oh my God, they get so weirded out when they touch their hand or they're in a room. Like, a man and a woman that were unwed couldn't be in a room by themselves. Like, this is how we used to live, people. How have we gone from that to here's, you know, just the tip on the first date? Like, what happened? Can we go back just a little bit? I don't need them to not touch my hand. But I also don't want them to think my vagina is theirs after a dinner or two.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And for me, I love the progression of all of the touchy feelies. I don't like just going straight to that, because for me, that takes away the excitement of it as well. I can be a little bit like a guy in that sense where I'm like, yeah, I also just got it and maybe I don't want it again, you know? So I kind of like that little progression. I like the hand holding. I love all those little things that they're going to do. They put their hand on their knee, you know, I just like those. And then it progresses. And as the days go on, I just think it builds up so much more. And when you have a foundation now and you have somebody that you trust a little bit more than you maybe did a couple weeks ago, like, yeah, what is the sex like then compared to what it is the first night?
It's, yeah, well, there's also more comfort. It also can be more nervous. Like, you could be more nervous, which I love. Like, if you let those dates tally up and then you finally get naked, it's a bit more like, oh my gosh, I actually really like you. Now I'm a bit nervous to sleep with you. But that's the greatest part, because sometimes it's a bit more awkward and then you giggle and then it's great. And then you actually build this beautiful thing. Now, listen, if you want casual sex, go have safe casual sex. I'm going to say that. But if you want something, yeah, I'm going to add that in, little disclaimer. If you want something that goes the distance, you have to set it up to go the distance. And if you sleep with someone within a couple dates, you don't know them. And I have to say, when I make a man wait about a month, within that 2-week period, of course, I would like to take their clothes off and take a test drive. We all want to know what we're dealing with, right?
Yes.
But I was fine after those first 2 weeks. The third week and the fourth week is when I see the cracks. And if I have sex with them, I have rose-colored glasses on, and I don't see those cracks. And then I see them much later. And then you've already gotten naked with them.
You've and then it's too late.
And then it's a bit late. And you're like, do I just keep going? And this is when us women get in trouble. Can I fix him? Can I fix the situation? So what's funny is, you, if you actually abstain a little bit longer than what your natural instinct is, I guarantee you, you're going to see amazing things about this person, or you're going to start to see the faults. And I'm not talking about little faults like they leave socks on the ground. I'm talking about if they're rude to waiters or just people in general, or maybe they're cruel to their coworkers, or, you know, those little things that you get to experience further along.
And you kind of touched base on, you know, how it feels like to not test drive first. And that can be a little bit scary. And that's a big thing for people that they do say, because they want to kind of know, yeah, I want to test drive the car before I buy it. I get that, because for me, I know kind of what penis size I need.
Oh my God. We're back to Andrea needing to feel full.
I don't need to feel full. I just need to be satisfied. It's fine.
That's when you make out with them and straddle them with clothes on. You try to get an idea what the bulge feels like. That's what I always do. I'm like, wait. But then sometimes it's folded. It's, and then when it comes out, you're like,
whoa. It's very surprising.
That's a bit much there. Back it up. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, exactly. Mack truck coming in. But, you know, I just think that there is something to be said about kind of knowing a little bit ahead of time, because I would say, like, for me, some people like to wait 3 months, 4 months, whatever that may be. For me, that would be too long. I will say that.
That's a long time.
You're talking about seeing each other a few days.
Oh God, no. Like, I'm talking about if you're only seeing someone once a week, wait a month or so. So I don't want to average out like fourth or fifth date. No one get that in their head.
Right.
But to me, it's also how you feel on the date.
Yes.
Is he making you feel special? Is he making you feel safe? We talked about this a lot on my very first podcast. I think the thing is our primary guttural need is to feel safe. But again, I think so many women are encouraged by, you know, porn and movies and actually just men's reaction to things, that we have to change our natural ways of being to have casual sex and be okay with casual sex. At the same time, be okay with their timeline. Fuck them. It's our fucking timelines that matter. They can wait.
Absolutely. You know, I had one guy that I had matched with, and right off the bat, it's actually kind of funny because we rematched. So apparently we had already gone through this situation once before and kind of had the conversation about this. And so we were kind of like, I said, I don't remember why we didn't match before. And he was like, I think you were looking for a long-term relationship. That always throws me off, because I'm like, are we not all at some point, is that not like the end game really for all, to look for a long-term relationship, right? So we can all sit here and say, we're not looking for that. If it's the right person, that is hopefully where that's going to end. So he kind of said to me though, well, hey, if you want to come over, I'll cook you dinner if you want to do a couple drive-bys.
Nope.
Now, yeah. Nope. So I stewed on that for a little while. Like, okay, do I just delete them? Do I say something? What do I say here? And so I said, let me get this straight. So you want me to drive to you so you can cook me dinner, and then I'm going to give you some really great sex, and then you're going to send me home. And then in order for that to happen again, I got to probably drive back to you because I'm not going to hear from you until you want it again.
You're basically Uber Eats or DoorDash for sex. But you're not probably eating what you want to eat anyways, because men normally, well, some men are incredible cooks, but most men, when it's a first date, they'll do something very casual, unless they're trying to roll out the red carpet.
That was his occupation. So it would be amazing. And so we got into this conversation about it, which I was actually glad we did, because I did really go back with that and go, let me get this straight. This is what you're wanting to happen. And then, you know, he kind of said, I didn't say that I wanted sex. I just said I wanted something casual and let it just build. And I'm like, okay, you didn't really say that by drive-by. I'm pretty sure that's not what a drive-by means. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't. Yeah. And I said, first of all, you should really put something like that on your profile. That's a big thing. Just let somebody know you've wasted my time now, that I didn't need to have this conversation with you about it, because I would have swiped left on you if I had known that's what you were looking for. We're not in the same place. Why not put that out there? To me, it's like that little bit of a tease. They want to get on there so they can do it. It's very misleading. Yeah. And yeah. And so obviously it went nowhere, but it's those kind of conversations that really get me all worked up, because I also don't like, and I think you and I talked about this on another date. I was supposed to go out with a guy and he was running late on time. And he kind of said, well, if you want to drive here to my place and then we can drive to dinner, then that's great. And I thought, lazy. It's lazy, and it's to lure me to your home, because now we go to dinner. Now we got to come back to your home. Now I'm in an unsafe spot. I'm uncomfortable. And now I have to be put in the position where I have to go, hey, thank you for dinner. I'm going to go ahead and go. And that's
okay.
That's
you've just brought up a big red flag for me. If you ever go to someone's apartment on, again, a first, second, third, fourth date, and you're not ready to get intimate, one thing I'm going to point out that's happened to me so many times when I was younger, never park in their underground parking where you will be locked in.
Oh my God, you're freaking
out.
Do
me a favor and park on the street. Mm-hmm. If the guest parking has its own garage, which you can get in and out of without his fob, great. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, anytime a man says, oh, you can park in my parking, I know if there is a gate that comes down, I'm at their, basically they're in control of when I leave.
You're at their mercy.
So I know that this is such a weird thing to just kind of harp on. But ladies, again, we're training them how to treat us. So if you want to wait for sex, you tell them, I want to wait for sex. If you want to be all hot and bothered all over them that one night, great, go for it. But what Andrea and I were trying to talk about earlier is women release a hormone, oxytocin, which we all know. As soon as you have sex, the whole point is that we connect with them. So we want to have more sex with them so we keep procreating and keep populating the earth. I almost said universe. Oh, not quite yet. We're not on Mars yet. Populating the earth. But this is the thing. Men don't have that same hormone release. So all the books that I have read over the last, whatever, 40 years of dating, I guess it's more like 30 some. I wasn't dating at like 9. I'm like,
how old are you?
I was 13 on my first date. So 30 some years.
13? Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna talk about that.
Oh, it was very innocent. Extremely innocent. Anyways, but very sweet. And what's funny is he's still my Facebook friend. So I get to see how his life is with his wife and his kids. And I'm like, Barry. Anyway, so this is what I've read, is that men don't start to fall unless it's been about a month. And again, if you're scared that this guy is going to walk, if you behave a certain way or you don't give him sex, let him walk.
Agreed.
Because the right person, if you are looking for that, you know, long-term relationship, I don't want to say forever person, we're not, you know, in a fairy tale here, but if you want a long-term relationship, you just have to be you from the start, and you've got to be clear about what you want and what's important to you. There is a scene in a TV series, I think it's in Goliath, and the girl sits down and this guy starts flirting with her, and right away she's totally into him. And then all of a sudden she stops and she goes, just so you know, I sweat in the night. What does she say? She's like, I wear socks to bed. I sometimes don't take my makeup off. I fart. Like, she was like, blah, 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 blah. And I wish women could be this honest. I wish we could sit down and say, hey, listen, my dog sleeps with me. Right. I have sushi nights in bed with my dog. If you want to be a part of my life, you will be a part of the sushi nights. Do you know what I mean? Instead of being like, oh yes, I go to bed naked or in some sexy lingerie. No, I don't. I put on huge pajamas. It's freezing outside. Yes, when it's warm, I have cute little sets. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to be yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a really hard thing for people to be, especially, you know, a lot of my audiences, ones that are coming out of divorce or some kind of tragedy that they've been through, they're kind of down on themselves or maybe not feeling as good about themselves and about their, you know, everything about them. And so they're insecure, you know, and I think that's a really tough spot to be in when you're first starting out to date. And so I think this is really great that we're talking about this and just letting them know that it's okay to say no, set your boundaries, know it before you even leave the house, you know? Yeah. And I did that with you. I called you and I said, listen, I'm going on this date and I do not want to have sex with this man. And we're going to a nice restaurant. And I feel like the nicer the restaurant, the higher the expectation, you know? And so I just set my boundary before I went. And I said, you know what? He's picking me up because he asked to do it as a gentleman. And I thought that was very chivalrous and nice, but I made sure to walk myself out of my apartment to the front of the building. It was an easy pickup. And on the way back, I just said to him, I appreciate dinner so much. I'm not going to invite you in tonight. We can leave that for another time, but I had such a great time. And he was He was very respectful of that. So,
but you also had an accountability buddy. And maybe that's what we need to do as women. Is you would text me saying, ooh, I'm nervous. I might take my clothes off. I'm like, don't take your clothes off yet. Not yet. So it was so funny. She texts me saying, I made it in the house. You didn't come in. I'm like, did you take your clothes off in the car?
I did not.
But this is the thing. Again, the right person won't give a shit. And actually, what's strange is if we're talking about men, and if you're not into women, again, we're dealing a lot more with a hetero relationship. But men like to hunt to kill. If you lied the most beautiful woman outside a man's door, naked or in some sexy lingerie, and he was off to a date and he knew this woman was a little bit more challenging and wasn't going to give it up right away, guess what? Do you think he's going to screw the woman lying at his door frame, or do you think he's going to come out? No, he's going to come out. Because it's just like a wild animal. If there was like some dead carcass already lying there, they're like, meh. Instead, they're like, that woman challenges me. That woman's interesting. I want the hunt. I want the chase. So I hate to say this. I don't believe in games, but don't be so available.
Yes. Being available is huge. And we do it in many different forms, not only just in sex. You know, we can kind of say, don't be so available, you know, when they're just trying to call you. Whenever they want to text you. You don't need to jump back immediately and text them back. You don't need to be so available to them in every way. Especially if they're trying to call for like a booty call. I'm like, my phone ain't answering after that time.
Not again, going back. No, I love that about you. But we're going back to, when is it time? When is it time to have sex? But at the same time, are you ready to say no? Are you ready to be like, hey, I really want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And if they bring up, well, are you into this? Are you into that? Are you into this? Are you ready to be like, hey, I'm super physical, but let's hang out and build something? And again, if you guys aren't into long-term relationships, great. Go have some safe fun. Go have a blast. But again, even if you're into booty calls, even if you're into casual sex, you guys, please be safe out there. We do not know what this person's up to or who they are. So again, I mean, sounds awful. Meet in a public place. Have sex in a public bathroom. At least you're not in some stranger's home.
I know. And you know
with your car trapped in the garage.
Exactly. But that is also that assumption that, I mean, just think about that. We meet on a dating site and immediately he's wanting to have sex with me. How many other women is that happening to that he's already had sex with maybe that week, maybe the week before? If he's doing it with you, he's trying to have sex with every one of the women there. You know, I did talk to somebody once who said to me, though, that they appreciated, you know, it goes back to kind of talking about the sex a little bit and then doing some of it. Like, you don't need to do the whole blowjobs and all that good stuff, right? You're making out. You can kind of then tell if you're compatible or not.
Dry hump. Why is dry humping dead? I can get off dry humping. I know it's a little bit TMI, but it's true. Like, why have we let all, like, go back to being a teenager? It's so fun. It's yes. so fun.
Yes, it really is. Dry humping is actually really it reminds me, this is kind of a crazy story I'm going to tell, but it reminds me of when I was a kid. Like, I'm talking 7 or 8 years old. No, I wasn't dry humping.
Tell me you weren't dry humping at seven. No, I'm like,
No, but I remember that was my first encounter with feeling something within my body. I was leaning up against a desk and I had kind of...
Only you, Andrea.
It's only me. And I had kind of my crotch area leaned on the desk, probably just sitting there, not even thinking twice. And then somehow I moved and I was like, oh, wait, what? And it was like an eye opener for me. Now, I was very prudish at a very young age. I wasn't allowed to even date till I was 16, and I didn't get my first date till I was 17. So I was good to go. It was a long wait from 7 or 8 years old.
Oh my God. I went from like first kiss to full on sex, but only like I was just turning. Well, I had kissed men, but I had never done anything else. And then my boyfriend, when I was 16, I went from French kissing all the way to everything. All the way. But he was 3 years older. I was 16, just turned. He was 19. Of course, he waited to my 16th birthday. We'd been dating for 2 months before.
So you're legal.
Oh, God, gross. Anyways, going back.
Oh, my gosh.
He ended up working for a movie theater for years. Thank God I didn't marry that one. That's wow. A catch. Anyways, Brad, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I'm not into popcorn and what are they? All the little... The candies.
Fun bums,
that doesn't work for me. And, yeah, the goobers. Goobers. We have such different candy in Canada. But I want to go back to something you said that I think is really important. You said women coming out of a divorce, or unfortunately, if they've been widowed or they've gone through something traumatic. If you are feeling insecure, be very careful. Be very careful, because
you're
we're
most
not,
vulnerable state. I think.
You're vulnerable. You probably have some PTSD going on. If you do have sex early with someone, it actually may throw you backwards. So all I'm trying to say is, if you're feeling like, check yourself, go on a date, feel good, get like all dressed up, go have fun. But during that date, if you're like, oof, I'm not feeling good here, I'm feeling a little off, I'm feeling a little scared or sad or insecure, you know, maybe just end it at a drink and a snack and say, hey, I'd love to see you again, but I'm going to head home. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Or if someone comes over to your place and you start taking off your clothes and all of a sudden you're like, I'm not ready for this. Not a big deal. Send them home. I want you to know it's okay.
It's okay
to just not be ready. And again, dip your toe in and then your foot in. You don't have to dive in. And if you do dive in and you have these bumps and bruises and you feel awful afterwards, know that you're not alone. Call up a girlfriend. Be honest about what happened. Share those thoughts or call a therapist. But dating is very dangerous when you're a little emotionally broken or insecure. I know your girlfriends are like, oh, the only way to get over a man is get under a man.
Get under.
Bullshit. That could give you the herp. No. But I'm just saying, like, be careful. Be careful with your heart. Be careful with your soul. Like, that's why I know on a previous episode, we talk about like giving a bit of time to yourself. It's so you can feel like yourself. Because guess what? If you're out there giving off an energy of either insecurity or some brokenness or some hurt, I hate to tell you, but guess what you're going to catch? Normally someone going through the same.
Yes, absolutely.
So when one of you grows out of it, it's not going to work out. So.
Yeah. And you know, this actually goes back to one of my episodes that was called Dick Slapped. And that was, there it is.
Not a small man can do that.
That's right. That's right. But that was my very first sexual encounter that I had after coming out of my marriage. And it was traumatic. And I say it was traumatic because I was not ready. Exactly what you're talking about. I was very much in a vulnerable state. I wasn't comfortable with myself. It was almost like I just wanted to get it out of the way. And so that I could just say I did it. And it was traumatic. I mean, it was totally different than what I expected. He climbed up on me and was slapping me in the face with his dick, hence the name Dick Slap. Yeah. And I cried.
Sounds fabulous.
Yes. I cried after in front of him with him there. And I just didn't even know. I mean, thankfully he was enough of a gentleman to be like, are you okay? Oh my goodness.
Can I get you a tissue after I come on your face?
On your,
Sorry. I'm a little TMI. I'm very sick. And I think I've realized that when I'm sick, like head cold, I'm actually more sick in the head.
Yeah, it just all comes out. But this makes
more
for a great episode.
So go dirty.
I like it dirty. So, but yeah, that's a huge thing. And so, you know, also something that I've talked about recently, one of my podcasts, is some of the things to do to help yourself move on after certain situations. And you know what my number one thing is? Vibrator. Get yourself a vibrator.
I'm surprised how many women have never owned a vibrator.
You know, I think it's a taboo thing. I think it's a scary thing. It's like they're afraid to try it. And, you know, I would love for us actually to do an episode just on talking about it. You know, I don't want to be too descriptive, but I would love if we could get somebody on here to kind of just talk to us and tell us, you know, maybe the history behind it, what the best way to use it is, how to use one, you know, in particular with a guy, you know, together. Because I think once you take the taboo away from it, and then you realize it's something that can pleasure you without having to put yourself out there in an environment you don't want to be in, it can be so much more enjoyable, as we know.
And I, you know, let's also talk about the elephant in the room. A lot of men learn how to screw by porn. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, that is not going to get any woman off. And it's sad. And so the problem is a lot of us women will be with someone and not be pleased. Mm-hmm. Now, other times, yes, we have a giving lover. And you know what? Sometimes I ask that. It sounds crazy, but if we're getting closer to having an intimate night, I'll be like, hey, are you a giver?
Okay.
It's actually really interesting when you're blunt with men, because men actually really appreciate bluntness. Like they'd like it a little gentler because they want you to be feminine. I know most men like women to be submissive, which I am so not. But at the same time, when I have a gentleman, I get to drop in my feminine. When I drop in my feminine, I get to be that girl that I like to be. Mm. But most of the time, they don't know what they're doing. And us women, again, are teaching them. We're not telling them they're not pleasing us. And so guess what? They go on to not please other women. Just like if we allow them to rush us into bed, they go on rushing other women into bed. Right. So we have to be a group here and start making
together, ladies.
Better rules. So we create amazing partners and men, not horrible in bed, destructive bad partners. Like, allow them to court you. If they're like, hey, you know, come to my house, no, can you send an Uber for me, and I'll meet you at this restaurant, or suggest the restaurant. And yes, if you're one of those people that really don't like to be that person to be vocal, fine. But then when you can slip something in, I don't mean slip in a bad way, I mean if you can say, hey, I'd actually really love to check out this Mexican restaurant, that's a way of suggesting without coming across as aggressive or trying to be controlling. Because men don't like controlling women.
No,
let's be honest.
They don't. And I do like how you said, just to be straight up front and say, hey, are you a giver? What turns you on, you know, in a sexual encounter? And I do think that men can be sometimes a little bit funny about that, but I think every man loves to talk about sex. So I think that just gets right up there. They're like, yes, let's talk about this before we dive into it. I have a question for you. Do you think that men can tell when a woman fakes an orgasm?
Oh, fuck yeah. And I'm sorry. Let's go back to the oxytocin. Okay. I'm sure all of us know there is a physical thing that happens when we come.
Correct.
We actually clench.
Yes.
And it's very hard to fake that intense a clench. So I'm sorry. If a man has been letting you fake an orgasm for years or has been sleeping with other women, and by the way, again, why are we faking? Teach the men. We're going back to, why are we letting them get away with this? Mm-hmm. You should lie there. Be like, this isn't working for me. Can you try this? Maybe not that direct. Again, the cold is making me a little more aggressive, but that's fun. So,
yes. No, I totally agree with you. I was asking you that because I've had a man say that to me. He's like, oh, I can totally tell when a girl can, you know, is faking it. And I'm like, okay. Tell me what, you know, I'm trying to see what he really knows. And that's exactly what he said. So,
yeah.
He just researched.
I'm sorry,
it.
Your body like quivers if it's a good one. Mm. And they would feel that. Mm-hmm. Your heart rate changes. Your breathing changes. Mm-hmm. If a guy doesn't notice if you're faking, he's stupid. I'm going back to men are dumb. I'm really going to have some haters. Ooh, bring it.
Oh, I know. I feel like there are some dumb ones out there, because I feel like I have faked it many a time and they have not known the difference.
But then why have you? Like, why did you think you needed to?
I think because after a while, you know, when they're wanting to go for a very long period of time and then I'm like, okay, already I'm done. Like, it's more like that. Let's just, I'm done. I do get to a point like that, to be honest, where I'm like, I'm enjoying it. I'm all in and everything's good. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm done.
And so I'm instead just, of faking it, yeah. Why can't you be like, hey baby, I'm good. Let's go have a shower. Let's go make some food, or let's, you know, put on TV or something. Why do you have to fake attend it?
That's a great question. I think it goes back to the same thing of the fear of disappointing them. It's the same thing. Okay. And that is a true, you know, that is a struggle. And I've told you reasons why I've kind of felt that way in past relationships where you just don't know what happened. And so I've, you know, had to try to navigate that over the last few years and figure out, okay, what happened? Why that situation happened? So I don't want that to happen. So then I just think, okay, well, if I just fake it, or if I appease the man, they're not going to leave. If they're going to leave, they're going to leave.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? Men need to be treated like they're a hero. Mm-hmm. So it sounds crazy, but if you say, oh, you look handsome tonight. Oh, thank you for picking me up. Or let's say, like, the other day I couldn't fit a desk into my house and I was on the app when Bumble. Mm-hmm. I was on Bumble.
Wait, is that a code for something? Couldn't fit a desk into your house?
Yeah, it was a 270-pound Restoration Hardware desk. And I didn't do very good measurements, or the person on Facebook Marketplace didn't do good measurements, or maybe he's not good at measuring anything. Let's just be honest.
Oh.
We won't get into how I feel about men's IQ. But anyways, I shouldn't generalize. Certain men.
Certain
men. So all of a sudden I'd have this, how was your day? How was your day? Oh, I miscalculated and a desk arrived and I can't get it in. Guess what? Instantly. Can I come by? I know it's not first date. I can help you take it apart. Can I help take the door frame off? They want to be a hero. Mm-hmm. So I get why you wanted to fake it, because you want to make them feel good about themselves. The hard part is the moment you fake once, you got to fake.
You got to do the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's difficult. So just,
you know, instead try to get a desk through a door and get them to take it apart. Make them feel good that way.
I mean, yeah, I'm just going to find a chore for them real quick. I'm going to stop them in the middle of it. You don't mind, do you?
No. I went on my first date in a long time, because I've been with someone for almost a year. And God, unfortunately, he had a very strong accent. He didn't look anything like his pictures. We had a little bit of, you know, a little bit of, I would say, just the language barrier. And I just struggled through the whole thing. And I was ready to get up and leave the moment he sat down. And he was 15 minutes late too.
Okay, and I stop you there, because I want to I want to get some details on this. So when you say he didn't look anything like his pictures, like, what was off?
His pictures were about 10 years old. He was heavier. He had less hair. Yeah. No.
They think you're not going to notice.
In his pictures, and he was 55 who turned up. And then he starts telling me how he dated his ex-wife is 16 years younger, and they have a kid together. And I'm like, why am I here? Because I'm only 3 or 4 years younger than him. Anyways, the date didn't go great. And then I went to leave and he went to hug me and he stuck his nose really deep into my neck after no physical contact the entire dinner. Like, you know, I try to look for that little bit of, like, leaning the hand forward, or if you're sitting next to each other, your knees touch, or you start to kind of, you know, touch each other's hand once in a while, if there's that connection. There was nothing. And then he wrote me this text when I got home. What did he say? Because again, the English wasn't great. It was like, I hope I didn't shy you. And I went, what? But he meant, he goes, pheromones are important to me. I'm like, well, they're very important. That's another thing, which we don't need to touch on, because again, we go down our rabbit holes. Mm-hmm. But if you don't like how someone smells, it's not going to go anywhere. He might be the perfect man on paper, but if you don't have that natural connection with the pheromones and the chemistry, yes, you can build on a friendship, but I hate to tell you, that's where it's going to end. It's going to be a friendship.
He was sniffing you.
He was sniffing you up in there. He was like a doggie. He didn't sniff my butt.
Now,
though.
Did you? Oh,
just my neck.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Did you find him attractive at all?
No.
Not at all. Okay.
No, he looked nothing like his pictures. And then the language barrier was so interesting. And I try to agree with him on certain things. Be like, no, that's not what I meant. I'm like, I was agreeing with you. But anyways. And then I decided I'm going to be brave and go on another date. But I was catching this lovely cold. No.
Yes.
The vegan. Clarifying. The vegan.
No, I'm letting my audience know. You didn't go on a date with the same guy. You went with a different guy. Yes.
No. 6'5" Turkish down to a vegan has a stash, which I have to say needs to be clipped off. That's got to go.
He looks like a bad porno star. Tell me about the molestache.
Yeah. So we go out and I don't know. Again, he picks me up. I like the chivalrous type. Mm-hmm. And he has this beautiful Tesla. And he pulls up and a bus is trying to turn. And he's blocking the bus. And he's trying to open the door and be chivalrous. And this bus is just leaning on the horn. And I'm like, oh, great start. Great start. And then he goes to take us to this Christmas lights display that I've been wanting to see in the trees. Mm-hmm. Over here in the good old Canada, mm-hmm. cold. And he decides to drive us straight into gridlock. And so I decided to tell him, hey, there's another way. He's like, oh, you must have spent so much time in California. You like to talk about traffic. I'm like, dude, I just recommended you to go another
go
way
because
you are taking us the wrong way. And then the
who
whole
likes
night,
to talk about traffic?
Fuck, who does? I don't know. The whole night he was just very... He was trying to be romantic, I guess, but to me, it came across as standoffish.
Mm.
So then, of course, you're like, I think the date needs to end, even though the lights are beautiful. I'm coming mm-hmm. down with this lovely flu. So mm-hmm. I'm starting to run a fever, which is awesome.
No.
We're climbing like suspension bridges and trees, and we're outside in the cold. And I'm like, I just need to get home. Mm. And he goes, let's go get something to eat. And then he tells me he's a vegan and he doesn't like to drink. And I'm sitting watching him eat a ton of tofu, which I can't stand. I'm sorry. I don't like the texture. I love vegetarian food. I do not like tofu. And mm-hmm. he's like, isn't it delicious? I'm like, no, it's cardboard to me. So anyways, I have to say, I don't think I'll be seeing this person again.
Oh, but, and you were attracted to him. You did like him physically.
Oh, well, we had met 3 years ago.
Mm.
But anyways, I know we're going down our rabbit holes, but basically like I thought about it, you know, at the end of that date, there was no even like barely a hug. And then he said, take care. Don't ever say take care to a woman. That's what you
weird.
Say when you're parting with someone, like, I'm sorry, I'm firing you, take care. Or I'm sorry, I no longer want to see you, take care. Like you don't hug after a nice date and say, take care. You might as well pat me on the back. Little tap, 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 tap.
A little tap, tap.
Not on the back, tap on the tush. No. Yeah. And then I like how the next day is like, hey, how's your morning? How's everything? He's like, by the way, do you want to see me again?
Did he ask that?
Yeah. And then I said, sure. And then he didn't ask me out.
Wait, but why did you say sure if you felt like you didn't know if you did? Were you just kind of in limbo on it? Like, I'd give him a second shot.
So sick. And I've always said that I really liked him the first time I met him 3 years ago. I mm-hmm. liked him in most of the date. There were some red flags I saw, but again, I was like, is that me being over judgmental? Maybe mm-hmm. I should give it one more shot. But then just how he's behaved since then, I'm like, you're so not getting sex on the fifth date or the month after. Like, I just can't see a future. But again, I think men show you who they are. And mm-hmm. I would tell women to get a diary or a journal. Mm-hmm. And after the first date, write down everything you loved and everything you didn't love about that mm-hmm. person. Guarantee you the stuff you did not like or the things that kind of popped up, like maybe it's just one thing that popped up. You're like, I didn't really like that he, you know, talks badly about his friends, or I didn't like that mm-hmm. he talks badly about his ex-wife or something in that nature. I didn't like how he talked to the waitress. Let's just use that again.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if that continues. And if it's a pattern, you know, this
is a pattern.
But if you write it down and then you have a really lovely next date and it doesn't repeat, great. But what I have to tell you is I used to keep journals and diaries. Mm-hmm. Every first date that I saw something like, ooh, he seems a little dark or he seems a little depressed. Guess what? I date them for 10 months or a year because that was the old me. And guess what? We'd end because he was depressed or he was dark. Like,
yes.
It normally shows on the first date. And we're like, it's okay. I'll fix him.
Yeah. And that's what they say is those little red flags that you have in the beginning become the catalyst for why you end it in the end. Because it's the one thing, it's not going to go away. It just gets bigger as it goes.
What do they say? Women's intuition is, I think it's something like 60 or 70% more than what a man is given. There's a reason why we have this. Why this
gut feelings, gut feelings. So I guess you didn't feel obligated to have sex with Vegan Boy.
Gross. God, no. Ugh. He didn't even want to, like, I would have kind of leaned in for a nicer hug, or earlier I would have kind of gotten closer on the park bench when we were sitting having apple cider and the beautiful Christmas lights. And not once did I feel any part of romance coming from him or any kind of that physical, hey. Yeah. So it was interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah. Wow. When is it time to have sex? Whenever you decide it's time to have sex.
Yes. There is such thing as too soon too. Just follow your gut, right?
Men would say there's no such thing as too soon. They'll be like, oh, I married a woman that I slept with on the first night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how often does that happen?
Do you know how many times I get told that? Well, the person I was married to, I had sex with her on the first date. My last girlfriend had sex with her on the first date, and we lasted years. Well, you know what? I mean, every situation is different, too, and that can happen for sure. But you got to go with what feels right for you. It has nothing to do with anybody else. He's not
that into you. Remember that movie? He's not that into you. Mm-hmm. What do they say? That's the exception, not the rule.
Yes.
That's the exception. That's one woman out of like 100,000 women that got married after a one night stand.
Yep. Absolutely. So use your voice, speak up, and just set your boundaries and know which way you want to go before you go in. Stick to your
gut.
Yeah,
and it's okay to be playful with your boundaries. You don't have to be like, I'm not having sex with you for at least 5 dates. Don't say that. Just be like, hey, you know, when the time's right, we'll have fun.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be this like clinical feeling. Who wants that? Gross.
Yeah. And if you are dying to have sex with the guy, but you want to hold off, get your vibrator and get it before you go. It's like eating before you go to a restaurant if you're on a diet. Absolutely.
I think that concludes this episode. I need to go use my vibrator. No.
We both will. Separate houses.
Oh, Jesus. Do not FaceTime me. Remember? I'm hetero.
So she says, folks.
So far, I mean, you know, the right woman comes into my life. You never
know. That's right. Every woman's just one shot glass away from being a lesbian, in my opinion.
One very large shot glass. I'm going to have to be like a vase of tequila.
New mission, Andrea. We're going to change chill. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love it. I love this topic today. I think it was super important to talk about it because we've been going through it. We've been chatting about it a lot and it seemed like the perfect time to just bring it up. So there's our answers for you and our thought process and just, you know, trust your gut. That's what we really want you to do. And be safe is the number one thing. So thank you guys for joining us so much once again. I appreciate it. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and follow my podcast. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at From Mrs. to Ms. You can email me at info@frommrs.net. And I can't wait to have Michelle back next time with another juicy topic. I love it when she gets
hopefully I won't be so raspy.
I know. I love when dirty you get and controversial. Raspy. Controversial, whatever the word is. Controversial.
It's okay. It sounds great how you're saying it. I love it.
I'm just saying it. All right, guys, take care. Have a good one. Bye.